Yeah, well, I actually did share it up onto your page. One of the fellas from work, he tagged me in it yesterday. So, yeah. Right. It's not as magnificent as some of the specimens that you've got up there at the moment.
But, aren't they good? All of them are bloody good, though, aren't they?
Oh, I tell you what, it makes you jealous of some of them.
You need a bit more time. That's what it is. How long have you had the mullet for?
It was only something that I started at the beginning of September for. So I seen something come up, mullets for mental health, and that was run through the Black Dog Institute.
Yeah. That's right, yeah. Jono and Slade Pointer's doing the same thing too, yeah.
Yeah, and I just thought to myself, it's any excuse to have a good haircut. So, I didn't set my donation bar too high because I was only expecting just a couple of $50 donations and all that, and within 10 days there I'd made just over $2,100. I think it's about $2,249.
Wow.
Just gone halfway through September. So
people really want to have you having that mullet cut off, right?
I don't know. I don't know whether I try to improve it to get better donations. Go for the skullet.
That's right.
But the donations and whatnot, it was overwhelming, and I couldn't thank the people that have sponsored it and made the donations. I just can't thank them enough, really.
Nice. So, when do you have to have the donations in by, and how long can you donate for?
I believe it's for the month of September there, and I think all the proceeds are going into the donation at the Black Dog Institute. So, yeah.
Good stuff. And it's for a good cause there as well. I reckon you could probably, because we've just seen your mullet there.
It's not bad, actually. It's not bad at all.
I reckon you could be a male model without a mullet.
Come on, Cody. Don't give the guy false hope.
No, I was going to say, maybe I've missed my calling.
So if people want to donate.
Maybe I can do the red ads on the billboard.
If people want to donate, how can they donate to your cause?
I can send you a link through there. I'm not too sure. I've got a link there that I could probably send you guys there if you wanted to throw it up on your Facebook page.
Sure, we can.
Like beautiful.
That. Anything that looks after mental health for men or for people in general, we're certainly behind. So.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. At first I thought it was for men's mental health, but it's for mental health in general, which is great because I lost my sister at the end of May to mental health, and any sort of research that can go into it that's going to improve anybody's situation really is a good thing.
Sorry to hear that, mate. That's horrible to hear, but I'm glad you're doing something good on the other side of that. So
yeah, definitely. Yeah,
Steve, you're a top bloke, mate. Well done. $2,100 in times like these is outstanding. Well
good
done,
on you, mate. Congratulations.
Yeah, absolutely overwhelming, and
and
appreciate everyone.
You could be crowned our the best mullet in Mackay with Sundays. Before we let you go, how do you care for yours? Like, do you wash it once, twice a week?
Because it's a new haircut there, I'm allowed to use conditioner again. So I'll, just a bit of palm olive naturals and away you go.
What's conditioner? I don't think Dave and I have ever seen a bottle of conditioner in the last 20 years, right, Dave? It's,
That and shampoo.
Yeah, true.
Definitely exists. It's still around. I know a few other blokes there that don't know what shampoo is.
Wow, mate. Well, it's an absolute ripper of a story. We're glad that you're raising some money for a great cause. And good luck. You could be crowned our best mullet of Mackay with Sundays, all right?
Great. Thanks, guys. Hey, appreciate
it. Steve there joining us. You can check out his photo on our Facebook page, Triple M Mackay with Sundays. What a champion.
Wonder if he uses oil of moulet.
I don't know. All right, Jay and Dave for breakfast here at Triple M.